Freddie showed up to work today with some inflammation on his knee, so we held him out of practice. I'm hopeful that he'll be ready to go tomorrow. Just something that kind of flared up this morning. I'm not sure exactly when it happened. Just it flared up this morning. He feels good. I had the opportunity to work with the harness for his shoulder injury, and we'll see how he is in the morning. He's really picked it up in the rehab, and he feels like he's making a lot of progress. So we haven't rolled him out yet.
How limiting are those harnesses? You're talking to Brad Jones. At least it doesn't really bother him much. Is it the same thing with Brandon, or is it because they play different positions, could it be a little more difficult?
I would say the harness has a lot to do with the type of injury that you have to the shoulder. Also, the position that you play. Playing cornerback in this league would be difficult to play with one. So I think it's important for Brandon to get pretty far down the road before we feel comfortable, and he feels comfortable that he's be able to do the things that are necessary, particularly at that position. Clay Matthews demonstrated fresh legs out there today. I thought he looked very good, particularly in the third down pressure periods and just bouncing around. So I think Clay is back 100%, and we just got to get the reps and base defense. We had a lot of work there Monday and early today, so he looks good. I would say Aaron Rodgers is handling his business in a very professional manner, just like he has in the past. All those types of awards, Super Bowl talk, and frankly, that's preseason talk. That's over in our mind. The only thing we're interested in is Philadelphia. So it's nice when people recognize your players for potential, but we really don't care about potential. We're at the starting line of our season. We like the amount of work that we were able to get done and the quality of the work, but we're at the starting line, and it's very important for us to go through a full week of preparation and make sure we're ready to go. We're going into a very hostile environment up there in Philadelphia. It's opening day in the National Football League. It's a very good football team, very well-coached football team, and so that's really what we're focused on.
Mike, is there any challenge to playing on the road in the opener versus any other road game? Do you see it, it being any different because of just being the start of the regular season or anything like that?
Starting on the road, I would say, is a bigger challenge because it's opening day. Opening day brings a bigger sense of urgency and energy, and it's a lot like a national TV game. It's a lot like a Monday night type football game, in my opinion. There's a lot of excitement around opening day. And on top of that, you're playing on the road. Playing on the road in the NFL is very difficult. I think they do a very good job with their game day operations in Philadelphia. So, we've been working the crowd noise all week and had a number of opportunities to work crowd noise in the training camp. So, it's a challenge. I mean, it's a challenge to play in Philadelphia anytime, and I think you could probably add a little extra to that, being on opening day.
What differences do you see with Cobb instead of McNabb at the helm there?
Well, I'll have to answer that probably Sunday after the game. I would say on film, Kevin's a very productive player coming out of college, and he's been productive in his film work in the preseasons that he's played in and the two starts he had last year. So looks to be able to make all the throws. Is playing fast for a young guy. That's something I was impressed with as far as getting through his progressions, and seems like he's on top of what they're asking him to do. You can see that in the he looks comfortable. I had a chance to watch him on TV a little bit as far as his huddle command, just, you know, from my observations. So, but it's his first start, and it's always a little different for the quarterback the first time he has the ball. You know, it's totally his. So, but I think he's very well prepared for this opportunity.
Mike, how do you feel about your defensive depth, especially those three or so spots where you don't have any NFL experience?
Well, we're young, and we have some experience being young, and but you just really focus on getting them ready. So Morgan Burnett's done a very good job in his time here, and I feel he's ready to go. You know, Sam Shields has done a very good job. He's been getting better at every practice, and he needs to play. So we've played with rookies before, and we've played with young players before, and we're fortunate enough to have a lot of experience with our veterans. The most important thing, I think, for us, particularly on defense, it's year two for us in this game. So communication's a lot better. Confidence is higher. The continuity is probably not what we'd like because we did not have everybody throughout the preseason. But we'll be ready to play, young, old, come Sunday in Philadelphia.
Is there any other way your defense can improve other than another year in the scheme? You haven't really, other than the rookies, you haven't had a lot of personnel from the group that struggled a little bit at the end of last year. Do you see any other?
Talk about personnel change.
Do you see any other ways that the defense can improve, I guess? Or how do you expect the defense to improve other than just being a second-year analysis?
I expect our defense to improve just no different the way I expect the whole football to improve. You know, you go through an off season, you have an opportunity to tailor your schemes towards the players you know you're going to have here. And without us having a lot or any change, going through training camp, so we feel we're very familiar with our players, their skill sets. We like the packages that we've put together. Didn't really use any of them in training camp, so we're going to get them ready to go, and it'll start in Philadelphia. So we've been an improvement from within program. It's working. We've been drafting and developing our players here going on 5 years. We're very confident with the progress we've made, and it's no different for our defense.
Mike, going back to that preseason expectation thing and how now you're at the starting line, how do you change your message to your guys? I mean, you know, you made it very clear you were willing to embrace the expectations when we talked to you at the start of camp, and the guys with their cowboy hats for luncheon and stuff like that. How do things change now in the way you talk to them? You tell them, look, it's week to week. How do you kind of talk to them differently to make sure it's a focus on the small picture, not the big picture?
I don't feel that it's a change. We talked about Super Bowl expectations. We set our goals for the season in the first day of training camp. Now, I don't want to disappoint anybody here in the room. We don't sit around and talk about all the things that you all talk about in the paper. We don't sit and talk about all the articles and the things that teams, you know, that's written about our football team, you know, pro or con. We're talking about Philadelphia. I think it's important to set goals, identify with what the media is talking about, and just make sure we're on the same page. And we're about Philadelphia. I mean, whether buying cowboy hats, and to me, that's not a real big deal. That's not a focus of ours. We're not a flamboyant type football team. That's by design. So I like the confidence of our team, but we're at the start line. We're 0-0. We're preparing to win our first game.
Has Sean McDermott put his own stamp on that defense, or is he running a lot of what Jimmy Johnson ran in Philadelphia?
I would say last year he probably carried on with Jimmy Johnson. Played you know, the way he played in the past. I mean, you can see the philosophy of the pressure, the overload pressures, and things like that. Frankly, you can see a strong influence of going back to base defense in the preseason. Now, are they just not showing anything, you know, by design, which people do, or are they getting back to more of their base schemes because they've had so much change in personnel? I mean, Sunday 4:15 we'll give you the answer to that question. So, you know, he's a second-year coordinator. I have not called a game against him, so I've spent a lot of time, more time than the norm, watching game tape and just trying to get a feel for how he calls games.
Mike, do you think that you guys have improved at nickel cornerback since we last saw it in Arizona?
We haven't played a game yet. I mean, we're We haven't had an opportunity to really line up our whole defense. So to sit there and answer a question, you know, honestly about how we're going to play at one position, it's, you know, it's the way it's tied to the other 10 is just as important. So I like the way our sub packages look on paper. I like the way they've looked going through the training camp, and we'll have our first opportunity to do it live in the regular season.
Mike, obviously the 3-4 and Dom have worked out great. You were at least a little bit interested in McDermott, though, when you were looking for a coordinator. At least those were the reports. Did you have some interest in him?
I'm not going back to that.
No, I'm not asking.
I think he's a good coach. I've never worked with him.
That's right.
He has a good reputation. I have respect for what Jimmy Johnson did there in Philadelphia. I thought he was one of the tougher coordinators to compete against. Just a few times that I had the opportunity to compete against his defenses. I liked the way he played the game. I liked the way he taught the game. I liked the way his players played. So,
Mike, with Cobb having his first start, talk about how important it is. He'll be nervous as it is, but just to get back there and put pressure on him and disrupt him and, you know, rattle his confidence a bit.
Well, we want to disrupt every quarterback that we play, and that'll be no different this week in Philadelphia. I think it's real important that, you know, we play to our strengths and exercise our scheme accordingly. I'm more interested on what we do than what they do. We'll spend today and tomorrow talking about Philadelphia in all three phases, but at the end of the day, by the end of the week, it's going to be about what we do. So that'll be our focus. Do we want to get after the quarterback? Absolutely. So, but they do a good job on offense. I mean, they got playmakers. They do an outstanding job pushing the ball vertically, and he's fully capable of that, particularly with the inside vertical throws. I've been impressed with what he has shown on film. So it's going to be a big challenge for us up there.
Mike, one of the guys they push to is Jackson if he's healthy. Last year, sometimes you'd watch him. He looked so dynamic on the field. How do you get your guys who maybe haven't played a lot, say a Shield or something like that, ready for a player who has that much pure speed?
Well, he's dynamic. There's no question about that. You could start with the 7:30 special teams meeting, just watch him on the punt return. So he's a special player. He's very special when he gets the ball in his hands. So it's important for us to play to our leverage and play the techniques that fit the scheme and do not get outside of that. So he's definitely someone that we have to be aware of at all times.
How much prep work do you have to do for the Wildcat? How much prep work do you have to do for the Wildcat when you don't know how much they're going to use it and how they might use it?
That's really week one football in the NFL. There'll be 25% to 30%, we call unscouted looks in this game. That's what history would tell you. I had the opportunity to plan and prepare for the Wildcat in the Kansas City game. We were able to get a few snaps of that there in the third quarter. So we feel that we've had an opportunity to work on it a little bit in training camp. So we'll be ready for it, and I'm sure it's something that'll probably go to at some point.
Mike,